That's right. Let's do it. You're listening to the Monday Mash. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. Also, the world's fastest growing action sports podcast. We just got awarded both of those things by me, your host, Chris Cote. The analytics have spoken. We're the best. DJ Khaled said it. We the best. And there you have it. So I guess that makes it a fact. If somebody says something on a podcast, it has to be true. We've got a great show for you this week. Epic guests, new friends, surf, skate, snow news, and a huge announcement from two of my favorite people, two of the best-looking people I know. Have a big announcement. I'll give you a hint. When a man and a woman put their stuff together, their what do you call them? Private parts. When a man and a woman put their private parts together for a while, sometimes stuff happens and babies happen. And that's the hint for your big announcement, which is coming up in surf news. That's going to be fun. Ayo, Monday Mass is brought to you by Gnarlywood and Quincy Woodwrights. Follow them both at Gnarlywood, at Quincy Woodwrights. Gnarlywood, this is your business amplifier, folks. And these guys at Gnarlywood go to 11 for each and every one of their clients. Gnarlywood, follow them. Trust me, they're awesome. Sometimes I even work there. Hey guys, they're all listening. Say hi to everybody. Hey, let's start with some skate news. We've got some good skate news. Yeah, skate news is brought to you by Masterplan PR. How did you find out about the Monday Mass with Chris Cote? Was it through a website, a news organization, maybe a live show? Like the Boathouse talk show that I'm doing tonight, if you're listening to this on Monday, well, there's a good chance that they got that information from my friends at Masterplan PR. Communications, public relations, the spreading of words about you and your company, Masterplan PR is awesome. Follow them at Masterplan PR. Okay, skate news. Let's get into it. June 21st was Go Skateboarding Day around the world. Reports of sessions, big sessions coming in from every corner of the globe. Talking Iran, Indonesia, Russia, Colombia, Poland, Egypt, Italy. Anywhere that has even a small slab of concrete, there was a Go Skateboarding Day session happening. And it was incredible. Every day, every time on Go Skateboarding Day, you feel the love. My man Thomas Barker from iAsk said this about it, and I love this quote. Skateboarding is a culture that transcends boundaries and brings humanity together worldwide in a common bond. Not many things still have that power. Long live Go Skateboarding Day. I love that. Tommy Barker, you said it perfectly right there. You know what's cool is we had reporters out there on the streets. We got reporters on the streets calling in on Go Skateboarding Day from three opposite corners of the earth. Well, North America, let's say. But still, let's go to our man on the street, Blair Alley, who was at the Lower East Side Skate Park in NYC on GSD Go Skateboarding Day. What's up, Blair?
Yo, Chris, this is Blair Alley. I'm out in New York City right now with Nike SB for Go Skateboarding Day. We just finished a big skate jam and a bunch of best trick contests at the Lower East Side Park. They gave out a bunch of free stuff, had free fried chicken sandwiches, Lacey Baker, Brian Anderson, everyone was there. And tonight we're going to Sensei, that's Alex Corcoran's bar. They're going to surprise Leo Heinart with his pro board for Toro. He doesn't know yet, so when this comes out on Monday, Leo Heinart's pro for Toro. And rest in peace to Prodigy and Mobb Deep. We went to the Queensbridge Project last night and drank a beer for him. But yeah, New York's great in the summertime. First day of summer, best place to be. Love you, Chris. Talk to you soon when I get back, buddy. Cheers.
Yes, Blair Alley out in the streets of NYC, giving it up for Prodigy of Mobb Deep, who passed away, unfortunately, just recently. And yeah, he mentioned it. This is the first day of summer. I didn't put those two things together. All right, from New York City, we're going to go down to Florida. We got our boy. He's a man. Our man. We got our man from the border, the boss at the border. The one and only Ryan Clements checking in from the wild streets of Tampa, Florida.
What's going on? This is Ryan Clements from The Border. I'm here to give my Ghost Skateboarding Day report. We did it a little different this year. Instead of doing like your standard, you know, best trick contest or session at the skate park with a barbecue, you know, we took it back to my neighborhood. I live in this area in Tampa called Seminole Heights. And to pull it back a bit, we have sort of this little backyard scene in Seminole Heights. And it started with me building the dream driveway. And then from there, my friend Scott, who happens to live in the same neighborhood, built a bowl in his backyard. That one's called the Bagel Bowl. And finally, I met this other guy named Derek who had built a mini ramp in his yard, and that's close to my house too. That's the ash ramp. So all these rad private spots are literally in my neighborhood within like a mile of each other. So this year we invited all of what we kind of considered the influential skaters or just rad dudes that we thought would contribute to a fun day and that are part of the Tampa skateboarding scene, you know? We met at this regular old park in my neighborhood, which is like a just like a baseball park or soccer fields and stuff like that. From there, we skated to the Bagel Bowl, had a session. Then we skated from there to the Ash Ramp, which is like a mile, and had a session there, and it was brutally hot, super humid. Everyone was sweating their asses off. Then we skated to the Dream Driveway in my house, where we got rained on, but I think everyone was stoked. We dried it off with blowers and torches when the rain stopped, and we had a proper session until dark, and people swam in the pool and had a blast. And oh yeah, we had some support from Red Bull, so we were able to have Alex Sorgente in town. So a lot of the older dudes had never seen a kid like that skate in person. That was pretty sick, and they helped with a food truck at my house so we all ate properly from the Chicken Trap. That's the name of the food truck. And I think it was just a super rad day celebrating skateboarding in Tampa, Florida.
Hell yeah, Ryan Clements coming through with the backyard report. That sounds like the type of neighborhood that I would like to live in. Skate parks everywhere in everybody's backyard. The Dream Driveway, what up? I've gotten the invite. I just haven't made it out to Tampa, Florida in a while. But when I do, Clem, I'm coming for you. Can't wait to shred. Where else do we go? Oh, this is cool. New homie calling in to the Monday Mass. We got Sean Hayes calling in from Vancouver. It sounds like these fools up in Vancouver who always do it proper on Ghost Skateboarding Day had a wild GSD. Where's Sean Hayes? Sean, what's up?
This is Sean Hayes checking in from Vancouver, Canada on Ghost Skateboarding Day. An awesome Ghost Skateboarding Day that started out down at the Plaza Skate Spot and then moved through the city as a big group of skaters like Rolling Thunder charged through the streets with the police escorts. All the spots were going smoothly until the third spot, the Black Ice double set, where Reynolds got his famous frontside flip down on Ghost Skateboard Day a few years ago. The cops actually ended up trying to convince the building owners to let us skate, but the building owners were worried about liability, and the hundreds of skaters started chanting, let us skate," but they weren't having it. So we went on from there down to the Georgia Banks, a famous old brick bank spot in Vancouver. And from there up to the art gallery where people were shredding the stairs. And then through the city over the viaduct down to the Strathcona Skate Park where a bunch of local brands have set up barbecues. And we got the Red Bull girls giving out Red Bulls and skaters doing their BC thing on the hills watching the skate park. And it's a great time. It's pretty much best skateboard day you can go to anywhere in the world. So Vancouver, killing it. Oh yeah, Red Dragons.
Yes, Red Dragons. Thank you, Sean Hayes, for that report. So like I said, there was Ghost Skateboarding Day sessions from all over the planet. We got three of them. And here's another one. I had one. So I actually hosted a live session for Grind TV on their Facebook page at Poods Park, my local park here in Encinitas, California. Super fun. I mean, the park's always packed afternoon anyway. So Ghost Skateboarding Day was pretty much like every other day at Poods Park, but I don't know, the vibe was good. The homies from Vans were there doing a barbecue, bunch of giveaways. I actually had 6 boards donated from Quincy Woodwright's Gnarly Wood Must Be Nice Skateboards. And we did, you know, long ollie contest. I made these kids dance on their skateboards, which they seemed pretty bummed on. And then we finished it off with like a foot race scavenger. And it was fun. So thank you to the companies that donated the boards. Thank you to everybody out there. Thank you, IASK. Ghost Skateboarding Day truly is something special. And I know there's a lot of days out there, International Muffin Day, Pet Your Kitty Day. There's all kinds of days on the calendar, But Ghost Skateboarding Day truly is something special for, I mean, any kids, adults, whoever. Ghost Skateboarding Day rules, and it's just a day to remind us all that skateboarding is the best. And I keep sounding like, that's, I don't even listen to DJ Khaled, but I keep sounding like that. It's the best. Ghost Skateboarding Day is the best. I'm going to stop saying stuff's the best from now on, okay? Well, shit, now I have to say it's the best because Battle at the Barracks number 10 is called Best of the Best. Battle at the Barracks on thebarracks.com is a game of skate to rule all games of skate when it comes to flat ground mastery. They have this year invited the best of the best flat ground skateboarders who have ripped in previous years at Battle at the Barracks. Yes, they do still read the rules on every damn game. We know the rules, Costin, Barra. You don't have to read the rules anymore. Please, we know the rules. Okay, I was almost about to recite the rules. I can't remember all the rules, so maybe they have to read the rules. We're in round three, semifinals. And if you haven't watched the games yet, these are going to be spoilers. I'm telling you who's winning. Will Fayok versus Seva Krutov. Krutov? Yeah, Seva. He's called Seva. It's like Madonna, one-word name. Will Fayok versus Seva. And this was a pretty quick game. I would have wanted Will to put up more of a fight. I think, I don't know, he just looked just a tiny bit off. He's so good. If anybody was going to beat Seva, who has got to be considered a flat ground master, it was going to be Will. But at the end of it, Seva brought it, skating perfect as usual. Skateboarding's Dolph Lundgren from Rocky IV won that game. And side note, Will Fayok is dating my old nanny. Not my kids. That's a lame side note. Seva won. It was a quick game. Seva, your first finalist. And as usual, these games go live on Saturday and Sunday. So that was Saturday's game. Sunday's game, Sean Malto versus Nick Tucker. This was a sick game. Both guys got some crazy-ass tricks to start it off. It was a longer game than Saturday's game. But at the end of this one, here's your spoiler. Sorry, Malto fans. Nick Tucker from San Diego took Malto down. So there are your finals. We got Nick Tucker going up against Seva. And this is going to be a tight final. Both of these fools have crazy deep bags of tricks. And you'd have to say the favorite going into this is Seva. But San Diego is going to come correct. Let's go, Nick Tucker. Take this thing out. Finals night is coming. And I believe on the Barracks, you can enter to win a chance to get tickets to finals night, which would be pretty dope to go there and watch this in person. Maybe they'll invite me. Who knows? That would be fun. The Barracks. Let's get Monday Mass up in there to watch these finals. Brian Anderson had a New Yorker profile just came out about coming out. Another beautiful piece on this incredible person. I'm a huge Brian Anderson fan. Pre-gay, post-gay, current gay. I love him. I love what he's done for the gay community. And I found this out. In this New Yorker profile, he is the first openly gay athlete to have a signature shoe. I did not know that. That's pretty cool. Any footage, any interview, photo, whatever I can get from Big BA, I will cherish. So you can go watch it on the New Yorker's YouTube channel. It's really good. Other good videos up now. Jeff Grosso's Love Letters to Skateboarding Season 8 is off and running. The first two episodes are about Asian skateboarders. And Jeff Grosso's love and respect for Asian skateboarders like Christian Hsoy, Jerry Su, The Nuge, Day One Song. It's a great show. It's highly recommended. Every episode is really good and really fun. And Grosso's, he's a great host. And he was on my Monday Mass podcast once. I don't know if he likes me or not, but I like him. I like what he does. And that's that. Go watch his show. I don't know where I was going with that. Another cool thing I saw on the internet on skateboarding.transworld.net was the Musk Skate Guitars Kickstarter campaign. Have you seen these guitars? One deck or two decks makes one guitar. And it's the coolest looking. They're like mini guitars, but they're made out of skate decks, and they're so rad. Danny Way's got one. Chris Cole has one. P-Rod's got one. And you can have one, too. If you're a fan of playing guitar and or skateboarding, this would be an incredible travel guitar. This would be a fun guitar to just play at a show. The things look insane. Go to Musk Skate Guitars Kickstarter page. And I think for $300 or something, $350, you can get your very own custom-made Musk Skate Guitar. And I'm telling you, when you see these things, you're going to want one. I want one. I think I'm going to put one. I'm gonna order one now. All right, lastly, we got, not lastly, but this is the best. I said it again. Damn it. Hey, Andrew Cannon, my new friend, who I feel like I've been friends with for years now, but I just became friends with him up at Dew Tour. Even at our age, you can still make new friends. We both have glasses. We're both extremely good looking, smart, funny. Andrew Cannon and I. Andrew now is a contributor to the Monday Mass. Hi, Andrew. Thank you for calling in with this report from SLS Nike SB World Tour all the way from Munich. Take it away, Andrew Cannon.
Well, Christopher, Andrew Cannon reporting to you not live at all from Munich, Germany, from my hotel room. Street League was fucked up. It was insane. It was seriously one of the craziest contests I've ever seen. Nigel Houston won, but he didn't win easily. Yuto Horigami, 17 years old from Japan, came out swinging. He's got a super, super deep bag of tricks. I was talking to somebody about his style, and we were sort of comparing him a little bit to Shane O'Neill, and then they threw out Jerry Sue, and basically he's a mixture between the two, so he's Jerry O'Neill or Shane Sue. And then Carlos Ribeiro came out swinging as well, ended up in third place. He was just looking super good, ended up switched back nose blunt down the hubba. Heading into the finals, though, Deshaun Jordan, who's another one of the rookies that qualified in through the SLS Pro Open, he was in first place ahead of Nigel Houston. So I think that what we saw in Munich was super, super epic. I'm stoked for Nigel. He really earned the win here this weekend. But I think it's a good sign of what's to come for the rest of the season, because he's got these young guns just nipping at his heels. So things are going to get interesting. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed my first ever check-in via your podcast. And I'm going to go to sleep because it's 3 a.m. Toodles.
Thank you, Andrew Cannon, for staying up late, giving us that incredible report. And I like that. Dude, Yuto Horigami. And you know what? I think, Andrew, I was the one that told you he skated like Jerry Sue. Or we were talking about, I said Jerry Sue. And I don't know who else said Shane O'Neill, but Jerry O'Neill. That's a collab. Brain power. More Street League coming up soon. I don't have my computer. It's more stuff's happening. Hey, what else we got? Oh, episode 3, Thrasher Magazine's King of the Road. Now, this episode was another absolute burner. If you don't know what King of the Road is, what's wrong with you? What's your problem? Three teams of skateboarders go on a scavenger hunt from hell. Three skate teams of four skateboarders each go on a scavenger hunt from hell. And all these fools are destroying themselves and everything in their path. And they're going for $50,000 plus the cover of Thrasher Magazine, and then the glory of being the King of the Road champions. If you're not watching King of the Road, you're blowing it. I mean, that's the crux of this conversation here. A couple of the highlights from this last episode was Team Creatures shooting guns with Jeff Rowley. These guys are all teams are skating crazy ditches. Team Deathwish looks like being led. Well, it's being led by Lizard King. He is their spiritual leader. But Jamie Foy is really the heart and soul of this operation, just dismantling his body, trying a crazy kickflip in and out of this ditch over and over in front of a mariachi band, nonetheless. What else? Team Enjoy had... I mean, you have to... even if you don't like skateboarding, you will like King of the Road. It's on Viceland, and then you can watch it on ThrasherMagazine.com the day after. The best part of this episode, best worst part of this episode has to be a curveball thrown by the creator, Burnett from Thrasher Magazine. And this guy is, I don't know if he's sadistic as much as he loves to just watch pro skateboarders squirm. And he definitely got that with the now infamous handcuff challenge.
This came FedEx special delivery. Do not open before Sunday at 3 p.m. Do not open before Sunday at 3 p.m. We've never done this. This has been on the table for several years, and every time it's been like, man, people are going to just revolt.
Shit. Oh, my God.
Handcuff challenge.
Handcuffs.
That is
Choose two team riders to be handcuffed together from now until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Wow.
Monday. Team manager holds the keys.
It sounds kind of, you know, it sounds mellow. You know, you're handcuffed to your homie for 24 hours or something. But let me tell you, once we watch these team members get their handcuffs on, shit gets awkward quick. Using the bathroom, sleeping. And then, of course, these guys are throwing skate challenges in the mix. They both have to do tray flip, rolling, blunt fakie. It's nuts. Do I sound like a super fan here? I am. King of the Road is on. What else is happening? Oh, we got Grind for Life. Grind for Life is coming to the Van Skate Park in Huntington Beach on July 1st. Go to theborder.com. That's theborder.com to register. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how good you are at skateboarding, there's a division for you. Hell, I might even do this contest. I'm nervous for no reason. Because it's like 30 and up street division. It's for fun. And it's for our homie Mike Rogers, Mike Rogers, what up? I know Mike Rogers listens to the Monday Mass. Mike Rogers battled and won a fight against cancer. Now he spreads the stoke. Grind for Life, they actually raise money to get people, to help with transportation for people that need to go and get cancer treatments. So there you go. Enter this contest at the Van Skate Park in Huntington Beach, and you will be helping cancer patients get to where they need to go. And you'll also have an incredible day. Tons of giveaways. Like I said, 40 and up, 50, whatever age you are, 16, 9. There's a division for you, intermediate, of course. So enter this contest. Maybe I'll see you there. Hopefully I'll see you there. Also, in other Vans news, popping up quick, the Vans Park Series in Vancouver. This event is going to be held at the legendary, iconic, gnarly Hastings Skate Park on July 7th. I'm going to be there. Can't wait. It's always one of the best contests of the year. We know as far as contest series go, the Vans Park Series, number one. There you go. Go to VansParkSeries.com. That's been your skateboarding news on the Monday Mass. Let's go. Ooh, put your beanies on. Put on your jackets and your boots. We're going snow. Snow news. Snow news is brought to you by Tory Holistics. I just got a new batch of CBD gummies from Tory Holistics. And they are a dispensary, a doctor's office. You go in there, your problems, let's say nausea, sleeplessness, anxiety, these things can be treated with cannabis, CBD, THC, whatever ails you. If you're seeking treatment through these natural outlets, go to Tory Holistics. It's in San Diego. Check them out online, Tory Holistics. Google it. Find it. It's a great spot, and it's fully licensed. Reputable. It's reputable. I'm recommending it on Monday Mass. They are a sponsor of both Monday Mass and youonline.com. So go there. Trust me. It's great. CBD. I'm all about it. The 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea are coming up. I mean, not like tomorrow, February of 2018. it seems like a long time from now, but as we know, snowboarding, Olympic fans, these Olympic games have a way of just creeping right up on you. Just like Mondays do for me, when I'm going to bed on Sunday night thinking, oh shit, I got a show tomorrow morning. Because the Monday mask never sleeps in on Mondays. We're Olympics. Team USA is gearing up for their remaining qualifying events. Top riders across the, I'm reading this, I got this from snowboarding.transit.net, Transit Snowboarding, aka. So basically everyone has to, they aren't just chosen, they're not given their spots on the Olympic team, they got to board it out. They got to board it up to get on these Olympic teams. The qualifying season started February 2017. In Olympic timelines, it's every 4 years, so it just, things take a long time to happen, but not because they, I just talked about it. Sean White, Kelly Clark, excuse me, Red Gerard, Jamie Anderson won the opening qualifying events, and those were the first official Olympic qualifying events. What do we got? We got more coming up. These start in December, but like I said, these things pop up quick. Who will be on the U.S. Olympic team for snow, for big air, slopestyle, half pipe, giant slalom? You're going to have to wait and see. The Winter Games are coming in February of 2018. So starting in December, you're going to have qualifiers. Will your favorite snowboarder get on the Olympic team? You're going to have to wait and cheer and just get psyched for them. Go to Transworld. Go to snowboarding.transworld.net for full rules and regulations, full schedule. It's in December. You've got time. For the past 19 years, Transworld Snowboarding has been doing the Goodwood board test as part of their gear guide. And they have a teaser for all that good wood you want. Who wants that good wood? What's up? Hey out there, you looking for some good wood? Talking about snowboards here. Well, Transworld Snowboarding tested them all. So in the next couple months, you can do all your research, figure out that exact board to get yourself shredding in 2017-18 winter season. Or if you're going south, like we said in that last our last episode of Monday Mass, Todd Richards told us that down south, if you're listening to this in Chile, you're already there. Southern Hemisphere snowboarding stuff is happening. And we're going to get more of that later. Over at snowboarder.com, you can watch Zach Hale's summer edit already. Seems like summer just started. This fool's got an edit already. And for some reason, he used a live Red Hot Chili Peppers track for his edit. And I don't know if it's ironic or not, the use of this said song, but the snowboarding is great. In the part, the song stinks. And I don't know if it's ironic. If it's ironic, bravo, Zach. If not, is he listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers in his headphones when he's snowboarding? Are you a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan and wondering, why doesn't Chris like Red Hot Chili Peppers? They're a great band. Well, that's, I don't like them. They are a great band. Great, you know, Flea playing bass with his shirt off. It's great. But, dude, pick a different song, man. Or you can watch it, you can mute it, you can put on, what should you put on? Let's put on, a Michael McDonald Minute by Minute. That would have been a good track for that part. Or Conquistador by Procol Harum. Nobody's used that song. Hit me up, Zach. I got song ideas for you. Okay, next Thursday marks the beginning. So Thursday, what is this? It's coming up. And this is snow news, even though it's kind of more of like music. So the Friendly Gathering Music Festival is the brainchild of Olympic snowboarder Danny Davis and Jack Mitrani. Its location is at Sugar Bush Mountain in central Vermont. And there's no better name for a mountain than Sugar Bush. Was that your mom's nickname in high school? Sugar Bush? Because that's awesome. Can you imagine? My neighbor's mom. Her nickname in high school, Sugar Bush. Anyway, this year there's, so the Friendly Gathering, yes, it's a music festival, but it's more about camping, skateboarding. They have sound healing, yoga. I mean, there's beards, there's patchouli oil, there's probably THC. But the biggest thing that they offer there is the good vibes. The good vibes. So the Friendly Gathering Music Festival, if you're somewhere on the East Coast, or if you want to just fly over and have a hell of a time in Vermont, in the mountains, in the trees, man, go over there. You got Vermont's band called Twiddle, which the name tells me this is a jam band. And then you've got Charles Bradley and his Extraordinaires, who jam, but more of an R&B rock and soul group. So good music, good fun, good vibes, all time. Best place, Sugar Bush, Central Vermont. It's the place to be. Okay. So, oh, lastly, we have, this is cool, Corey Mack, our new homie, at High Cascade Snowboard Camp up at Mount Hood. And we have a report from Corey Mack. What's good at Mount Hood, Corey?
Hey, it's Corey Mack with a snowboard report for the Monday Mass coming from Mount Hood, Oregon. Session one up at High Cascade. The summer is unbelievable. We got tons of snow and more than we've seen in quite a few years. And we got a legendary park builder and half pipe cutter, Eric Rosenwald, heading up our park building, and things are looking epic. Back to perfect pipes like the Pat Melendoski days. So things are shaping up and looking amazing. Session one's the Lick the Cat session with Sage Kotzenberg, former Diggers, Sam Taxwood, Griffin Siebert, Max Worthington, and then his brother, Gus Worthington, Spencer Schubert, and then Blake Paul, all up here doing their thing, stoking out the campers and doing their kind of psycho snowboarding. Highlights of this session, for sure, start with Oliver Dixon up here, kind of reinventing snowboarding right in front of your eyes. Basically D-Day's wonder child. Keep your eyes peeled for him. Rumor has it there was a 1 foot Mount Baker road gap jump that he did this last winter, so keep your eyes peeled for that this winter. Matt Ruley, another Digger, ripping the rail line at High Cascade. Vinny killing it, doing his thing. And I can't forget our boy Meeks doing the gnarliest back one that we've seen over some rubble in the High Cascade area. Another epic highlight would be Ryan Paul, Mr. 86 himself, back up at High Cascade, doing his thing as a coach, but still doing his thing inventing snowboarding with a never been done front 3 50-50 front flip off of El Toro. Never been done, super psycho. The guy's out of his mind. Sean Genovese is up here with Dinosaurs Will Die every session doing the Dino Dirt Race. 1, 2, 3, third place, drinking Jay Manassian. Second place, Louis Aragoni. And first place, Blake Geis, all three Diggers for High Cascade. Fastest lady up there this session, camper Olivia Gill from Boise, Idaho. That's pretty much it for the highlights. Looking forward to next session with Pat Moore, Hannah Beeman, and the wonder child born in Boise, Idaho, Ben Ferguson, pretty much the future of snowboarding, and Alex Osering. If you want to see some crazy hand plants, that's your dude. We're loaded with snow this summer. Timberline Public Park is looking amazing, and High Cascade is poised for the best summer we've had in a long time. Come on up, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, Corey, thank you. High Cascade Snowboard Camp, from what I've heard, it's one of the best places in the world to go and have a good time in the snow with your bros or gals, with your gal friends, gal pals. It's a snowboarding summer camp, and it is the snowboarding summer camp. And we have a new reporter there, Corey Mack. And I believe Corey is an instructor. He's a digger. He's building jumps. He's flying off those jumps. And we look forward to more reports from Corey Mack in the near future. Go to highcascade.com. Dude, you've probably been snowboarding all winter already, and you're thinking, oh, well, you know, winter's over. And you're like, nope. Go up. Go up and get down. High Cascade. That's been snow news. Yes. Oh, yeah, there's still a ton of snow at Mammoth, so that's a thing, too. Yeah, that's still happening. Snow news. Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. Let's go surf. Yo, this is a good, long episode, and there's good news all over this thing. Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shop at southcoast.com. Summertime is here in San Diego. South Coast Surf Shop has 5 locations for you to choose from, 5 different shops. We've got all female shops. We've got closeout shops where you can, usually a closeout in the surf world is not good, but a closeout shop, that is good. I'm talking wetsuits, clothes, everything like half off. Honestly, southcoast.com, get down here, get into one of these shops, get shopping. Summer's here. South Coast Surf Shops are for you, and they sponsor us here at the Monday Mass, so we thank you. Yo, check this out. Congratulations to 2 of my favorite people, 2 of the most beautiful people, 2 of the most rippingest people. This is big news, folks. Alana Blanchard and Jack Freestone are pregnant. Alana's pregnant. Jack got her pregnant. And they're having a baby boy. In all seriousness, congratulations, you 2. I love both of these people so much. They are very wonderful folks. And, man, this is going to be like a super baby. It's a baby boy coming at the end of summer, I think. And, man, their surf skills and good looks put together, we're in for it, folks. Congratulations, Jack Freestone and Alana Blanchard. You know, I was with Alana filming the How to Do Los Cabos with Alana Blanchard and friends. She wasn't drinking. She was kind of acting a little nauseous in the car. And I didn't think about it. Didn't put it together. But now I get it. You tricked me, Alana. But congratulations, you 2. Can't wait to meet that baby. The ESPY Award nominations have been announced. John Florence has been nominated for Best Action Sports Athlete along with Øystein Bratton. He's a skier, and his name looks like Oyster. Snowboarder Mark McMorris, what up, Mark? He's also nominated. And Nyjah Houston has been nominated as well. My vote, I gotta go, John. I mean, sorry, I'm sure everybody else has won them already. On the women's side, skater Lacey Baker, nominated up against Anna Gasser, a snowboarder, and then 15-year-old skier Kelly Sidaru. And world champion, WSL surfing world champion, Tyler Wright. This is Tyler's first nomination. The ESPY Awards, this is their 25th anniversary, and they're hosted this year by 2-time Super Bowl champion, Peyton Manning. Yeah, Peyton. I wouldn't watch if it was Eli Manning. Personal reasons. July 12th at the Microsoft Theater in downtown LA. Will surfers take both action sports athlete titles? It's possible. Ooh, okay, let's get serious, folks. Let's get serious. We're on the QS. This is QS. This is big time QS news. Qualifying series is what I'm talking about. The minor league going up into the big leagues. This is huge. The Bolido Pro in Durban, South Africa is coming in hot July 3rd. This is the first of 5 QS 10,000 events. These are the events that basically dictate who will be on the World Championship Tour next year. This is also the longest-running surf event in the world. It used to be called the Gunston 500. That was in the 80s. Dudes were, like, partying all night. You know, Aki and Gurr and Tom Curran and Durbin, they're partying, they're dancing, and then they go surfing the contest. And it was a cigarette company that sponsored it. The 80s were awesome. But now it's called the Bolido Pro in Durban, South Africa. There's still a big beach party there. It's kind of like the U.S. Open of surfing, but it's in South Africa, and there's bands. And the waves can get really good in Durban at this spot. So you'll be tuning in on July 3rd. And again, this is the first of 5 QS 10,000 events, a very important event. We've got half of the current WCT Top 34 already entered in this contest. So, I mean, I'm talking Jordy Smith, Joan Duru, Wiggly, Italo, Jeremy Flores, Ezekiel Lau, Kanoa Igarashi, Leonardo, Fioravanti, all the big boys are in this contest. Last year, it was Connor O'Leary taking the win, Joan Duru getting second. So that tells you right there, you win the Bolido Pro, you are in the driver's seat towards qualification. So this is a big event, and the waves can get really good here. Watch it, get psyched. Go surf yourself. Everybody wins. Speaking of everybody winning, the USA Championships just happened at Lower Trestles. This is the big one for amateur surfers. The big one. And the waves were firing the whole time at Lowers. This happened last week. Again, tons of divisions. And to me, this is a big event results-wise because this is pretty much, I think this is going to be dictating who will be surfing the Olympics in 2020. Because these are all amateur surfers right now, but they are on their way to huge things. Let's go 12 and under, girls and boys. It was Betty Lou Johnson and Kai Martin. Again, remember these names. Potentially who you will be cheering for in the Olympics. First time ever surfing in the Olympics. You heard that news? Yeah, it's crazy. 14 and under, our girl Alyssa Spencer and Jackson Bunch, who's already won everything, and he's still winning. 16 and under, Gabriella Bryan and Crosby Colapinto. Crosby Colapinto is on a blasting tear through summer. Kid's been shredding. 18 and under, this was kind of the big dogs of the event. The toughest division, the most prestigious. USA champs go to Summer Macedo, one of my new favorite surfers. Wow, Summer Macedo rips. Watch out, World Tour. She's coming for you. And Cole Hauschmann, powerhouse. Future Olympians, probably. USA Surfing, the biggest amateur, most prestigious amateur event in the world just went down. And those were your results. Oh, yeah. I got the opportunity to MC the Switchfoot Bro-Am and Switchfoot Bro-Am auction night over the past weekend. I mean, this, it's much more than a surf event. So on Thursday night was the auction night. I was the MC along with Drew Shirley, the guitar player for Switchfoot. And we raised $200,000 for charity. No biggie. And then we went to the beach on Saturday. We had 20,000 people at Moonlight Beach. They all got a free concert. Who'd they get? Switchfoot played, Jamtown, Lifehouse, and Saints and I called this band Saints and Sages. That's not their name. I felt like a jerk. They were the opening band. They won the 91X Battle of the Bands. So go to 91X.com and check them out. So where were we? Oh, yeah. So there was also a surf event down there. This is cool. It's a Switchfoot team event. So all these teams get together. You got four surfers on each team. Every surfer has to go out, ride one wave, standard stance, ride one wave, switch stance. It's the great equalizer. It's hilarious to see really good surfers going switch stance because they blow it. And everybody looks awkward going switch stance. Buttons was probably one of the only people. Joel Tudor, there's a Herbie Fletcher, there's a handful of people that make switch stance surfing look good. And none of the people at this contest did. It's hilarious. Tom Kern did. Justin Cote did. My brother made it look good. Few surfers made it look good, but it's a great event. The team that won at the end of the day, super stacked, Hurley team. Brett Simpson, Jordy Collins, Yaden Nickel, Dane Zahn took it out. And remember, all those guys had to go one wave standard stance, one wave switch. So they took the big win. They got INT Channel Islands collab softboards for their win. Cole McCaffrey won the Rob Machado Bro Jr. And the best part of this surf event was the Challenge Athletes Foundation Super Final featuring 10 incredible kids, all with physical challenges. I mean, these guys are in wheelchairs. They've got missing limbs, prosthetics, dwarfism. This is a group of kids that, I mean, just getting down to the water's edge is a huge challenge. But they go above and beyond that. They're out there surfing. They're ripping. This was just so fun to watch. At the end of the Challenge Athletes Foundation Super Heat, it was an 8-year-old kid named Sebastian who won with a 720, and he was actually pushed into that winning wave by my brother, Justin Cote. So congratulations. That's teamwork right there. What an epic event. Switchfoot Pro-Am's raised, I think we raised over $250,000 for our six charity partners, which was just insane. So what a way to spend a Saturday down at Moonlight Beach in Encinitas, California. The Switchfoot Pro-Am. You can go to @BroAmOfficial to check out the charity partners, and the band that opened the day is called Sights and Sages, not Saints and Sages. I did a great job emceeing. I said their name wrong when I thanked them at the end of the day, so I apologize. Sights and Sages. Like I said, go to @BroMofficial for more. You've been listening to another incredible episode of the Monday Mass. That was Surf News. All right, folks, we want to thank all of our amazing sponsors and partners, especially youonline.com. Go to youonline.com. That's also where the Monday Mass lives. And we've got articles up there. There's other podcasts for you to listen to on all different kinds of topics. Cantori and You, have you heard that podcast? It's so good. Let me drink about it. Come on now, folks. Go to youonline.com and check out all the goodness. And much more goodness will be flowing up on you. That sounded weird. Much more goodness to be flowing up on you. YEW. And yeah, that's probably a good place to end this podcast. You've been listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast, the world's fastest growing action sports podcast, the world's only action sports podcast hosted by Chris Cote. That was the Monday Mass. We'll see you, or you'll hear us next week. Subscribe, rate, and review. Actually, you know what? I'm going to read you a review. Two great reviews to end this off. Let's go. Landlocked Treasures. This is from Jacob Koviak. Having been working in Spain for the last month, my mind is beginning to go a little crazy being landlocked. The Monday Mass makes me feel not so far away from home. San Diego. The water and everything happening in the surf industry right now. Cote ripens the surf and skate industry with his organic hot takes. Yeah, give me some of those organic hot takes. Thank you, Jacob. Our emblem says, that's why... wait, what is... Okay, yes. The Monday Mass podcast serves you a gateway to a plethora of radness, not just in action sports, but to just that Southern California lifestyle. Cote's intimate knowledge, close business. Yes. He calls this the California burrito of podcasts. And I take that as the utmost compliment. What's up with that 4-star review? You got an empty star there at the end. And we got B Mad. Say B Mad gave us 3 stars out of 5. Thank you very much. 3 stars out of 5. You know, he says, but it sometimes feels like this was recorded at the 11th hour. It's unorganized, sporadic. But it says, you know, I need to promote. Yeah. Yes. If you're looking for the Surfer's Journal of Podcasts, this isn't it. So he gave me 3 stars out of 5. But yes, this review is helpful. I'll try harder, be mad. Rate and review the Monday Mass podcast. And hopefully this has been a more organized, diligently researched show. Be mad. Love you all. See you. Listen to us next week. Bye.